Okay, let's pick up with the Gemara in Daf Mem Hey Amud Beis. We're about 8 lines down in the Gemara. The first word on the line is La Suye, where it says Ve'af Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. What we said in the Mishnah is that there was machlokas tanam between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yosi Haglili. We said that there was machlokas amarim how to understand that machlokas tanam in the Mishnah. We said that according to Rav Sheshes, the machlokas is not with regard to Tzipa Har Kahar, because everybody holds that the coating on the mountain that's worshipped for Avodah Zarah is not considered like the mountain, meaning that the har that's worshipped does not become Avodah Zarah, does not become Asher Banah, but the coating on the mountain does. So what is the machlokas? The machlokas is about whether we say Ilan Shanadal of Avdo is Asher or not. According to the Tanakama, he holds that if you have a tree that was planted, and when it was first planted, it wasn't planted l'shem avodah zarah, it wasn't planted to be worshipped, then ultimately, after it was in the ground, then they worshipped it. So Tanakama holds that it's mutter. Such a tree does not become usher. Rabbi Yosi Galili disagreed. He said, no, ilan shenatel b'sof avdo is usher. So now the Gemara says as follows, va'af Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda savar ilan shenatel b'sof avdo is usher. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda also holds, like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that a tree that was planted, and then later on, after it was in the ground already, was worshipped, he holds that such a tree would be usher. Now what you have to be on the lookout for is that we are going to be quoting there are going to be psukim all over the place, but it's really just three contexts where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klai Yisrael to get rid of the Avodah Zarahs of the Gaim when they get into Eretz Yisrael. We find one at the very end of Parshas Ve'eschanan, then we have in Parshas Ekev, and then we have in Parshas Re'eh. In Ve'eschanan, we'll get to that, that's in Dvarim, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Hey, where Hashem says, Kim kotatsu lehem ezbuchoseyem titotsu, etc. Then we have the Pasuk in Parshas Ekev, which we referenced on Memheim and Aleph, where it says, P'sile Elohim tishrefun ve'esh, etc. And then we have the Pesukim in Parshas Re'eh, where it says, Abei ta'abdu anez kol makomos, Asher Avdu Shamagai. Okay, so now, says the Gemara, where do you see that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds, like Rabbi Yosef Galili, that an Ilan Shanatel of Avdo is Aser? The Danias, we learn in the Brayas of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, Midok Shanemar Elohim Alaharim, Velo Aharim Elohim, from the fact that the Pasuk says Elohim Alaharim, now where is this? We're jumping to the Pesukim in Re'eh. Pesukim in Re'eh say, Abei Ta'abdun Es Kol HaMakom HaSeh Asher Avdu Shem HaGayim, destroy all the places where the Gayim worshipped, Asher Atem Yarshim Osam Es Eloheim Al HaHarim, the Avodah Zarahs that are on their mountains, Haramim, that are on high mountains, Vela Gvaos, or that are on the hills, V'tach Es Kol Eitz Ra'anan, or the Avodah Zarahs that are on, that are beneath all the trees. So what we learn from this pasuk is that we're talking about the Avodah Zarahs that are on the mountains, the Avodah Zarahs that are on the hills, and the Avodah Zarahs that are beneath all the trees. So what does Rabbi Yosef Yehuda say? From the fact that the pasuk says Elohim Alaharim, the Avodah Zarahs that are on the mountains below Aharim Elohim, so you see that it's the mountains themselves cannot be Avodah Zarahs. The Gaim do not have the ability to make a mountain into an Avodah Zarah. Only the Avodah Zarahs that are on the mountains are Aser. And then when the pasuk refers to the ones that are on the hills, Elohim Alagavos, Velo Gavos Elohim, so the hills can't be Avodah Zarahs, only the Avodah Zarahs on the mountains can be Avodah Zarahs. So Shomeani, so then I would therefore deduce that, and I would learn that when the pasuk says Tachas Koleitz Ra'anan Elohim, and it says that there are going to be Avodah Zarahs underneath those trees, so I would darshan that very similarly. I would say Velo, and the Bachad in here, the word Eitz Ra'anan Elohim, I would say that the trees themselves cannot be Avodah Zarahs. So Tamalomer, but then I have the pasuk teaching me Va'ashereyem Tisrufun Ba'esh. This is the very next pasuk in Re'eh, where it says V'nitatzdem Es Mizbechosam V'shibartem Es Matzevosam Va'ashereyem Tisrufun Ba'esh. They're Asherah trees you have to burn in fire. So then wait a second. Are the Asherah trees problematic? Are they not problematic? One pasuk seems to say only the Avodah Zarahs beneath the trees are a problem, but the other pasuk seems to say that you have to burn the actual Asherah trees. So what's going on? So Elatachas Kolaitz Ra'anan Lamali. So what's the pasuk coming for when it says the Avodah Zarahs that are beneath the trees? What's going on over there? Ha'ulach Rabbi Akiva Huda Asa. That is for Rabbi Akiva's concept. That's what the pasuk is coming for. Dam Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said in the Mishnah, Ani Ovin Va'adun Lefanecha Kol Makom She'at Motzi Har Gavoa V'Giva Nasa. Any place where you find an Eretz Yisrael where there's a tall mountain or a tall hill, the Eitz Ra'anan or a tree, Dasha Yesham Avodas Kocham. You should know that that's where you'll find Avodas Zaras. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving them a way to know. How do you know where to scout out for the Avodas Zaras? So those are telltale signs that there are Avodas Zaras over there. So that's what the Pasuk of Tachas Kol Eitz Ra'anan is for. That's to teach you. It's not to teach you that it's only the Avodas Zaras beneath the trees that are problem, but not the trees themselves. That Pasuk is just to teach you the Mar Makomos, to teach you where to look in Eretz Yisrael. But then when the Pasuk says Vashirim Tishuvan Be'esh, that teaches you have to burn down the Asherah trees. So what does this have to do with our point? Remember, why are we bringing up this Braisa? We're bringing up this Braisa to show you that Rabbi Yosef Rebuta holds that if you have an Elan Shenatel of Avdo, it's Asra. How do you see that from this Braisa? So what Rashi explains over here is that what is Rabbi Yosef Rebuta telling you not to darshan? He's telling you that when a Pasuk says Tachas Kol Eitz Ra'anan, you do not learn out from that Pasuk of Tachas Kol Eitz Ra'anan that the tree, that only Avodah Zarah beneath the tree can be Avodah Zarah, but not the tree itself. He says, don't darshan the Pasuk that way. Now, then wait a second. How does that teach us anything about Elan Shenatel B'Sof Avdo? Because if he did in fact hold that an Elan Shenatel B'Sof Avdo were permitted, then what he should be darshaning is that pasuk. He should be saying Tachas Kol Eitz Ra'anan, that only the things underneath the trees are a problem, but not the trees themselves. Not the tree, not a tree that was planted, that an Elan Shenatel B'Sof Avdo that such a tree would be permitted. That's how he should be darshaning the pasuk. But he doesn't darshan it that way. And so because he doesn't darshan it that way, must be that it's because he holds that an Elan Shenatel B'Sof Avdo is going to be Aser. Okay, now, that's Rabbi Yosef Rebuta's opinion. Rabbanan, so wait a second, we know that the Rabbanan implicitly disagree with Rabbi Yosef Rebuta, and they clearly hold that an Elan Shenatel B'Sof Avdo is going to be permitted. So, Hai v'Asherim Tishuvan Be'esh, my Avdilei, what do they do with the Pasuk of Asherim Tishuvan Be'esh? They clearly disagree with Rabbi Yosef Rebuta's drasha, so what do they use it for? So, says the Gemara, Mibayilei Le'ilan Shenatel Matkila L'kach. No, it's needed because of when you have a tree that was originally planted L'Shem Avodah Zarah. When you have a tree that was originally planted L'Shem Avodah Zarah, that's the kind of tree that's an Asherah tree that you have to destroy, that you have to burn. You have to burn down. So, wait a second. Where did Rabbi Yosef Rebuta get that? Rabbi Yosef Rebuta, Nami Mibayilei L'Hachi. Doesn't Rabbi Yosef Rebuta also need the Pasuk of Asherim Tishuvan Ve'esh to teach you this point, that if you have a tree that was originally planted, L'Shem Avodah Zarah, that such a tree is going to be us and that you have to destroy that tree? So, Achanami, you're right, that's true. So, wait a second, if that's true, so where does he learn out the point of that Elan Shenatel B'Sof Avdo is going to be Aser? So, Ela Elan Shenatel B'Sof Avdo Minale, where does he know this point, where does he know this halacha, that if a tree that was originally planted, not L'Shem Avodah Zarah, but ultimately was planted, ultimately it was worshipped, that such a tree would be Aser? Nafkale Me Ve'ashereim Tegadeyun. He learns it out from a different pasuk, from the pasuk in, now we're jumping from Re'eh to Veschanan. The pasuk towards the end of Veschanan, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kim kota asu lahem mizbechoseim titotsu, their altars you have to smash, matzevosam tishabirun, and there are also their altars. That's the single stone altar, the mizbeach is the multiple stone altar. You have to break those things, v'asherim tegadeyon, and their asherah trees you have to chop down. So what do you see from this pasuk? V'asherim tegadeyon, ezu eitz, Shegiduo aser v'ikara mutter. Why is the pasuk saying tegadeyun? You have to chop it down, because this clearly is getting at the idea that there's a tree out there that when you chop down from the tree, whatever you chopped down, the tree grew, you chop down, and that's what's going to be aser. Now, a little bit more than that. It's that when you chop down the tree, we'll get to this in the Mishnah later on. When you chop down a tree, and then what grows afterwards, that's what we're referring to. That's what when we say that you have to chop that down. So what grows afterwards from this tree, that's also going to be aser. That's called giduo. So you see that the gidua is going to be the problem, but the ikar of the tree, the stump that is left in the ground, that's not a problem. So when the pasuk says v'asherim tegadeyon, there are asher trees you have to chop down, conveying this idea that when you chop down a tree, what grows afterwards, the shem avodah zarah is a problem, but so you have to get rid of whatever grows afterwards, but the stump itself, the tree stump itself, is fine. So what kind of tree is that? Havi omer Ilan shenetal b'sof avdo. I would tell you that that's a tree that was planted originally without any intent for avodah zarah, and then ultimately it was worshipped. Such a tree, that's where you have a tree that that the gidua would be a problem. Okay, so therefore you see from this pasuk in Veschanan, Vashem tegadayon, that the tree that was that when you have an ilan shenetal b'sof avdo, such a tree would be usher. So it says the Gemara, v'asherim tishuvun ba'esh kenasav la. What are you talking about? You're telling me that that's what he learned it out from? Look in the Braisa. The Braisa didn't say that. You're telling me, the Gemara is telling me pshat in Rav Yosef Yehuda. But if you look in the Braisa didn't mention that pasuk at all. The Braisa mentioned one pasuk, the psukim from Re'ei. That's what we mentioned. We said, from v'asherim tishuvun ba'esh, you see that you have to burn down the asher tree, and the asher tree that were dominant is an ilan shenetal b'sof avdo. What are you telling me now that he was learning that from a different pasuk? So the Gemara says, Tamuda ilulu nemar kamer. The Gemara is telling you how to understand the Braisa. The Braisa is telling you that if it wouldn't say this, this is how we darshan it, meaning to say it's fallacious. Ilulu nemar tishrufun ve'esh, if the pasuk would not have said the pasuk of tishrufun ve'esh, if we would not have had the pasuk in Re'ei to teach me v'ashareim tishrufun ve'esh, hayisi omer, then I would have said that when the pasuk says v'asherim tegadayon, that when the pasuk in Veschanan says you have to chop down their asher trees, be'ilan shenatal matchila l'kach, I would limit it. I would say the only kind of asher tree they have to chop down is a tree that was originally planted l'shem avodah zarah. But now I have two pasukim. I have the pasuk in Re'ei of v'asherim tishrufun ve'esh, and I have the pasuk in Veschanan of v'asherim tegadayon. So why do I have this? So hashad akasav asherim tishuvun ve'esh. But now that the pasuk teaches me the additional pasuk of asherim tishuvun ve'esh in parashas Re'ei, so aiser lev asherim tegadayun. So now that I have the pasuk of asherim tishuvun ve'esh, that can teach me the asherah tree that when it was planted originally shem avodah zarah, that's the asherah tree that you have to destroy. So now I have an extra pasuk of asherim tegadayun. What is that teaching me? Leilun shenatal b'sof avdo. That's for a tree that was originally planted not l'shem avodah zarah, and then later on they worshipped it. Such a tree would be a problem. Okay, so that's how we explain Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in the Braisa. For Rabbanan, so wait a second, the Chacham clearly disagree. Let's put it all together for a second. We said that according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, the way that we're explaining now the Braisa is that there's two psukim. There's the pasuk in Re'ei that says v'asherim tishuvun ba'esh, and there's the pasuk in Veschanan of v'asherim tegadayon. And what we're explaining is that if the pasuk would not have said v'asherim tishuvun ba'esh, then when I look at the pasuk in Veschanan, I would just say v'asherim tegadayon is teaching me to chop down a tree that was planted l'shem avodah zarah. But now that I have a pasuk of v'asherim tishuvun ba'esh, that pasuk teaches me that when you have the pasuk in Re'ei teaches me when you have a tree that was planted l'shem avodah zarah, that's the kind of tree that you have to destroy. But what about the pasuk in Veschanan? What's that come to teach me? That's come to teach me v'asherim tegadayon, that even if you have a tree that was in the tall of sof avdo, such a tree would be usher, and you have to get rid of that tree as well. The Chacham disagreed. We said that the Chacham learned out from the pasuk of Asherim Tishuvun Ba'esh. They said that that's teaching me for the tree that was planted l'shem avodah zarah originally. That's the kind of tree that you have to get rid of. But the question is, what did the Chacham do with the pasuk of Asherim Tegadayon? So Rabbanan, so the Chacham hai Asherim Tegadayon, my atle. What do they do with the pasuk of Asherim Tegadayon? So that says the Gemara, lechad Rav Yishuv ben Levi. It's the teacher of Rav Yishuv ben Levi's point. Dam Rav Yishuv ben Levi. We know that Rav Yishuv ben Levi taught us that when the pasuk says "Gidui Avodas Kochavim Kolun LeKibush Eretz Yisrael," the chopping down of Avodah Zarah comes before conquering Eretz Yisrael, Kibush Eretz Yisrael, and conquering Eretz Yisrael Kolam LeBiur Avodas Kochavim comes before exterminating the Avodah Zarah. Meaning to say that there's going to be a three-step process here. You got into Eretz Yisrael, you have to chop down all the Avodah Zarahs. Don't go get all worried and worked up about totally demolishing them, totally burning them down, destroying them. Just make sure to chop them all down. Then go about and kibush Eretz Yisrael, that's step two. You have to conquer all of Eretz Yisrael. Then when you're done with all of kibush Eretz Yisrael, then you have to make sure to totally destroy all the Avodah Zarahs that were lying around that you chopped down already. The Tani Rav Yosef, we know as Rav Yosef taught, when the pasuk says v'nitatzim es mitzvachosam, now we're jumping into the pasuk in Re'ei, where the pasuk in Re'ei said v'nitatzim es mitzvachosam v'shibartim es matzivosam, you have to break their mitzvachos, you have to smash their mitzvachos, you have to break their matzevas, v'ashereim tishrufun ve'esh, and you have to burn their asherah trees. So Rav Yosef says, so you would say that when the pasuk says v'nitatzim es mitzvachosam, you have to break their mitzvachos, so I would say v'hanach, and then leave it alone. So you break their mitzvahs, and then you leave it alone. You don't have to do anything more. That's all the pasuk says. It says just break their mesbechos, smash their matzivas. Where do you see anything about totally exterminating them? You just have to leave them alone. You have to burn them. Why do you have to burn them? Why do you have to totally destroy them? Well, number one, because we're nervous that if you leave avodah zarah, broken avodah zarah lying around, that's going to be a problem. People are going to end up using them. They're going to have enough of them. That's going to be a problem. And secondly, the pasuk says psilei elohim tizrafun. We know that the pasuk in Veschanan says. So you can't tell me that the pasuk is just telling you to smash their mizbechos. That can't be sufficient. So Amar Rav Huna, Hanech, the Bach heads in over here, Hanech v'rodof v'ach gartzrof. What the pasuk is telling you is untatim es mizbechosam, break them. Ushbartim es matzivosam, break those matzivos. But leave them alone for now. Go conquer the rest of Eretz Yisrael and then come back later and burn them. That's what the pasuk is telling you. And so the same, now where does Rav Yosef really get that from though? If you notice, it doesn't say that anywhere. The pasuk just says, v'nitatzim es mitzuchosam, v'shibartim es matzivosam. That's all it says. So the answer is that he's clearly extrapolating from the way that the Asherah works. Right? On the one hand, we know that the pasuk says, v'asherim tishvun ve'esh. But on the other hand, it says, v'asherim tagadion. So clearly there's a two-step process here. For the Asherah tree, you have to chop down the Asherah tree, and then you also have to burn it. In a similar vein, we say that when you have to smash the mizbechos, that's only step one. Step two is going to be later on. You have to totally demolish them. You have to totally burn them down and destroy them. Okay, so now that's what the Chacham are telling you. The Chacham is saying that when the pasuk says v'asherim tagadion, that's what they're teaching you. This concept that there's a two-step process for the avodah zarah itself. You have to chop it down, then you go about and kibush Eretz Yisrael, and then afterwards you come back and you have to totally destroy that. That's what the Chacham use it for. So now the question is, what about Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? Where does he get this concept from? Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, ha'isfar minale, this whole concept of going through Eretz Yisrael, chopping down the Avodah Zarah, and then coming back later after Kibush Haaretz and totally destroying the Avodah Zarah, burning them down. Where does he get that from? So it can't be that he's getting from Rabbi Yosef, because Rabbi Yosef, we know, is clearly extrapolating from the Asherah tree. The Asherah tree is a two-step process, because it says Asherim Tagadion, and then Asherim Tishvun Ba'esh, and we already know that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda uses those psukim. So what's going on? So where does he get it from? Nafgala, he learns it out from Me'abed Tabton. Abed v'achkach tabun. He says, look in the pesukim in Re'eh. The first pasuk in the pasuk right before says abed tabun is kol makomos. Why does it say abed tabun? You should destroy in a double lashon. Why does it say that? Because clearly there's a hiccup. There's a step one abed and then there's a step two abed. A step two tabun. Abed v'achkach tabun. Destroy and then afterwards come back and destroy. Rabbanan, so what about the chamim? What do they use the pasuk of abed tabun for? This has come to teach you that when a person is uprooting an avodah zarah, you have to totally uproot it. You have to be misharish after it. So, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, where does Rabbi Yosef Yehuda get that concept from? How does he know this concept that you have to totally uproot it? He gets this from the next pasuk in Re'eh, where the pasuk says towards the end, you have to destroy their name from that place. That's where he gets it from. Rabbanan. So what do the Chacham use the pasuk in that second pasuk from Re'eh? What do they use that for? Hahu l'chanos l'shem. That's to teach you to give it a nickname. The Tanya, as the pasuk says, Rabbi Lazar, Omer minayin la'okra avodas kocham shetzarach l'shash shachareha. Rabbi Lazar says, how do I know that when you're uprooting an avodah zarah? You have to totally uproot it. Tamalom v'yibarat meshamam. You learn it out from v'yibarat meshamam. Destroy their name. You have to totally uproot it. Amar Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says back. But look, I thought the pasuk says abeit abdon. Doesn't the pasuk say abeit abdon already? Imkin matamalom v'yibarat meshamam and amakum ahu lachanos l'shem. That teaches you that you have to give it a nickname. Yach, meaning to say, what does it mean to destroy a name? How do you destroy a name? What he's saying is that you have to replace the name. You have to give it a new name. You have to give it a nickname. Yach l'shvach. I would think you should give it a good name, a positive name. L'shvach sakredach, what? You would think that you have to give it a positive name, that it's a good name. No. Ela yachol lo l'shvach lo l'gnai. You would think that you just have to replace the name. You have to give it a new name. Make sure that it's totally, the whole, any recollection of the way that it used to be in the past. Rename it. That's what you think. It doesn't make a difference if it's a good name. Doesn't make a difference if it's a derogatory name. No difference at all. So Tam Alomer, so comes to teach the pasuk Shakeh to Shaktsenu Taev to Taavenu Kichermu. This is again the pasuk, the psukim in Re'eh. That what does it mean? Shakeh to Shaktsenu Taev to Taavenu. You have to make it an abomination. Ha ketzad, how does that work out? Hayu karnas a beis galia, if they would call a beis galia, which is a good name, it's a positive name, referring to how high and mighty this avodah zarah is. Karnas a beis karya, you have to call it beis karya from a lashon of digging, of lowliness. Ankle, if they call it ankle, ankles, you have to call it ankles. Okay, so where does this leave us? We started off, we explained the machlokas, the Tanakhama, and Rav Yossi Glili in the Mishnah. We said that according to Rav Sheshes, Rav Yossi Glili is of the opinion that Netolos of Avdo is going to be Aser. We said there's another Tana out there who holds just like Rav Yossi Glili. That's Rav Yossi Rav Yehuda. Rav Yossi Rav Yehuda holds that an Elon should Netolos of Avdo is going to be Aser. Where does he get that from? From the fact that the Pasuk says Asherim Tisravon Be'esh, and it also says the Pasuk of Asherim Tagadeyun. He learns it from those two psukim. One teaches you in Asherah tree that was planted to Lashem of Azariah to be destroyed, and then the other pasuk teaches you an asherah that was planted and then ultimately was worshipped, that's going to have to be also destroyed. What do the Chum do with that? Those psukim, we said that teaches you the concept of the step, the different steps in Kibush Ha'aretz. First you have to chop down, then you conquer Eretz Yisrael, and then you come back and you totally destroy it. And we went through the different steps in the psukim of where each Tana would get the other Tana's psukim from. Okay, but that's the major yisod, is that from this Gemara emerges that Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yosef Galili seem to agree that when you have a tree, when you have an Asherah tree that was planted, L'shem Avodah Zarah, originally Avada, that has to be destroyed. But when you have a tree that was planted and then a Lopsof Avdo, then both Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yosef Galili hold that such a tree would have to be destroyed as well.